Welcome to another in a continuing series of Tecmatalk podcasts, where experts discuss manufacturing in Mexico and related topics.
Hello, welcome to another installation of Tecmatalk podcasts. We're glad you've decided to listen in. Today we have the good fortune and the privilege of having with us Andres Sandoval. Andres is a vice president at CB Richard Ellis, and his expertise is in the area of industrial real estate in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. And, he'll tell us a lot about that over the course of conversation and maybe add a little bit about El Paso because obviously it's a sister city across the border. Thank you for joining us today, Andres. How are you?
Hello, Steve. Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be joining you for this Tecma podcast.
Well, you know, I hope we'll have you more than once over the years that we do these. Today, however, we'd like to start out by asking you if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and perhaps the company you represent as well.
Yes, perfect, Steve. I am currently with CBRE. I joined CBRE about a year and a half ago, but I've been doing industrial real estate in Juarez and in northern Mexico for about 18 years now.
That's quite a bit of time. CB Richard Ellis, are there any details that you can provide about your company that the audience might find to be interesting or something that sets them apart from perhaps others that do the same thing?
Yes, and that's one of the main reasons I joined CBRE a year and a half ago. CBRE is one of the world's most reputable and largest commercial real estate firms. We have truly a presence all over the world, so we can work with customers in the U.S., in Europe, in Mexico, in Latin America, in Asia. So it's truly a global platform, and I'm very privileged to be part of CBRE.
That sounds great. Today, why don't we start out by your informing us with respect to general information concerning the industrial real estate market in Ciudad Juarez. Let's just say a kind of a macro overview, if you would, please.
Perfect. Yeah, we can start with general information and then we can get down to specifics about the industrial real estate market. But to start, Juarez is the largest industrial market on the Mexico border. The size of the industrial market in Juarez is about 60.6 million square feet. Now, Juarez is, of course, a border city with El Paso, Texas, and El Paso's industrial market is about 54 million square feet. So if you look at both markets combined, we have about 120 million square feet of industrial space, and typically manufacturing companies set up in the Mexican side and distribution and logistics companies set up on the Texas side of the border, on the U.S. side of the border. Juarez also, to give you a little bit of background, some people consider Juarez to be the birthplace of the maquiladora industry back in the late 1960s. Today, we have a very diversified group of manufacturing companies in Juarez. And we have sectors from automotive with companies such as Delphi, Lear, Johnson Controls, Visteon. Those are companies, of course, from the U.S. We also have Yasaki and Sumitomo from Japan, and a couple of European companies as well, such as Robert Bosch and Automotive Lighting. That's in the automotive sector, which is very important in the city. We also have an important group of companies in the medical business, such as Cardinal Health and Johnson & Johnson. In the appliance sector, we have a huge presence of Electrolux, the Swedish company. And then we also have a very important presence of electronics companies, manufacturing TVs and computers, such as Foxconn, Lexmark, Tatung, Wistron. So it's really a very diversified market.
That's interesting. You know, in a previous discussion that we've had prior to this session, you had mentioned to me that in comparison to the period of 2008 to 2012, things are starting to look a little bit different when compared to that time now in Juarez. What's happening now in that border town?
Well, the level of activity we are seeing today is basically what we had seen back to the pre-recession years. So the market has been extremely active, and I will get into some of the details. An important number, the most recent number of Maquiladora employment as published by the Maquiladora Association is 228,000 workers. So, and that number has been increasing every quarter for the past, I believe, 8 or 10 quarters. So that the economy is definitely improving. Of course, the violence has subsided a lot. So these two factors are really helping the local economy. And we are beginning to see very solid, in industrial real estate, we track absorption. So we're looking at very good absorption numbers these days.
So when you talk about things, you go from the macro to where we are in a conversation at this point, macro being obviously industrial real estate in terms of the market size is the biggest on the border in Ciudad Juarez. Things look better today in 2013 than they have since 2008, so that's positive. With regard to getting down into some real specifics, you just mentioned the term absorption. Can you tell us a little bit about what kind of absorption is going on in industrial real estate in Ciudad Juarez right now? And also, any information about the movement in the different types of and classes of buildings that exist?
Yes, we basically track absorption and, of course, the other factors which are very important and which we can discuss in a minute are vacancy and also lease rates. No, but to give you an idea, in 2013, we have had a gross absorption of industrial space of 3.8 million square feet. Now, the way we track absorption is we measure gross absorption, and then we also measure net absorption. We basically look at spaces that are absorbed, and then we deduct spaces that are vacated. In 2013, as of September, we have 1.8 million square feet of net absorption, comparing it to basically zero net absorption in 2012. 2012, we also had a very good gross absorption number of 3.9 million square feet, but the net absorption was zero. So, of course, what you have in a healthy market is net absorption. So we are beginning to see very good numbers in net absorption.
So our listeners would get this clear, as well as myself, to clarify any point that might not be. When you talk about gross absorption, when you say and zero net, that's a situation in which you're basically refilling empty space. Would that be correct?
That's correct. So in 2012, we had 3.9 million square feet of gross absorption and basically the same number of feet vacated, which resulted in a net absorption of zero. One of the developers that own real estate, the way he described 2012, he said this is just a market of grasshoppers jumping from one building to the other one without any net absorption. Mm-hmm. But of course, now we are beginning to see very good net absorption numbers. No?
So I would assume that most of these, when you talk about net absorption, you know, percentage-wise, most of it is in the form of building leases. But I'm wondering, in terms of something that obviously doesn't happen most of the time, has there been any built-to-suit activity by manufacturers that have entered the Juarez market? Maybe you might be able to give us some insight into that.
Yes, most of the activity has taken place in existing buildings, in the existing inventory of buildings. There has been one important built-to-suit project with a company named Luvata in the Aerojuarez Industrial Park, but most of the activity has been taking place in existing inventory. And in a minute, we're going to talk about vacancy and vacancy percentages, because, of course, as these buildings have been absorbed and are being absorbed, we're seeing vacancy numbers decrease at a very interesting pace. In 2009 and 2010 and 2011, the vacancy in Juarez hit a historical high number of 15%. No? And of course, that means that 15% of the market size was vacant at the time. Today, we are tracking a vacancy percentage of 10.9. So we're seeing a very important decrease in vacancy in the last, in 2012 and, of course, 2013. No?
With regard to that decrease of, 4.1%, and you've got, 4.9%, I believe, and you say you have a 10.1. Am I correct with that number?
10.9.
So I have it in reverse. But in any event, I would imagine that there's a diversity of buildings between things that are newer and things that may have been in existence for a longer period of time. Can you give us a characteristic of that 10%? What kind of things you see? What kind of things do people have to choose from that might be thinking about setting up operations, filling industrial real estate in Ciudad Juarez today? What do they have to look at?
Okay. Yes. Just going back to the absorption, gross absorption in 2012 and year to date 2013, as we mentioned, it's about 7.7 million square feet. 55% of that, or about 4.3 million, have been Class A buildings. And of course, these are the best buildings in the market. No, 38% have been Class B buildings, and only 7% have been Class C buildings. No, which are the older and more obsolete spaces. So definitely the A and B spaces are being absorbed. Now, as of the vacancy, today, in rough numbers, there's about 2 million square feet of vacant A space and about 3.5 million feet of vacant B space. But of course, these are the spaces that are being absorbed rapidly. No? And of course, what I think we will begin seeing soon, maybe as early as the fourth quarter of this year or in the first quarters of 2014, will be new speculative or inventory construction from the development community. You know, once these vacancy rates go down, developers, because of course they are very aware of the demand of spaces, I think we will begin to see a couple or maybe more new buildings being built on an inventory basis.
So basically, you've kind of walked a little bit into my next question. You've kind of touched upon the idea of trends, but in addition to the building of more space once there's less inventory that is unoccupied, are there any other kind of trend statements that you can make as regards the rest of this year and let's say 2014?
Yes, a couple of interesting trends. Now, I think the activity will continue. I think the absorption of A and B spaces will continue. So I think that the developers will begin construction of new, and of course, new space will be Class A. Another interesting trend that we have seen is that the larger spaces are the ones that are being absorbed. I mean, there have been very large projects in the market recently. One of them was a company called Heil Trailer. They leased a 360,000 square foot building. So that is very interesting because if we look at the vacancy today, let's say at the roughly 2 million square feet of Class A buildings, there's only six buildings larger than 100,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. The other spaces, 16 buildings, are smaller than 100,000 square feet. And the demand that we have seen lately is for larger spaces. And another interesting fact that I wanted to mention is that we track the pipeline of deals in the market. And of course, these are companies looking for space that have not signed a lease or a purchase agreement. We are tracking a 3 million square foot pipeline for Juarez in the month of September.
That's wonderful. I mean, if you get a third of that, you're looking pretty good. So as far as trends, that's about where things stand, I would imagine, at the moment. Anything to add on that particular note?
Well, we didn't touch on lease rates. Of course, real estate, like most goods and services, is a function of supply and demand. What, of course, will happen as vacancy decreases is where I think we're going to see an increase in lease rates, again, going back to pre-recession levels. No? Today, To give you an idea, asking lease rates for Class A spaces are in the 425 to 480 per square foot per year range. I think that as those Class A spaces are absorbed, those lease rates will continue to increase. And again, that's just basically driven by supply and demand economics.
Okay. Well, basically, this point, there's an awful lot we could talk about, but I think we've covered a lot of ground in a fairly short period of time. I would imagine that somebody, or maybe more than one person who's listening to this, might have questions that haven't been addressed in this brief discussion that you and I have had. Is there somehow that individuals who want to get in contact with you can do so?
Perfect. Of course, Steve. Yes. I will give you my direct telephone number and also my email. My direct number is 915-313-8802. And my email is Andres, A-N-D-R-E-S, dot Sandoval, that's S-A-N-D-O-V-A-L, at CBRE.com. And of course, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Andres Sandoval from CB Richard Ellis, I want to thank you for joining us on this installation of TechmaTalk. I'm sure that we'll have another update on industrial real estate in Ciudad Juarez from time to time. So thank you very much for filling us in.
No, on the contrary. Thank you very much, Steve. Good afternoon.
Thank you for listening. Sign up to receive all Techma content through social media and RSS feed. Visit www.techma.com.